Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is William Brasher there?
This is him.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
42.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
White.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
We'll give it a 7.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Nah, not too strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I would say middle of the road. I'd say just satisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? And here we have a list. Let me go through with it, and then we can match it. Crime and violence. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, protecting our democracy and freedoms, healthcare costs, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You may choose your top two.
Okay, education and healthcare costs.
So that would be improving K-12 public school education and healthcare costs.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I'll say disapprove.
And would you say you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Oof. Sadly, they're about staying the same.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Me, myself, not often.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism and discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
As a white man, probably more.
And is that somewhat more or much more?
We'll say somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and unfavorable towards them, mm-hmm. and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that okay. you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The okay. first one on the list is Ron DeSantis.
30.
Joe Biden.
60.
The NAACP.
70.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
60.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
70.
Taylor Swift.
80.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
60. There's for a little there.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I need to research the independent, but mm-hmm. I would probably go with Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Could you, I didn't hear that. Could you do that one again for me?
Yes. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried? Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. The first one is, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Yes.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
Strongly agree.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Is it legally?
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Yes.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly? Didn't catch
somewhat.
You? Okay, thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
One more time, I'm sorry.
Yes. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Oh, no.
Would you say you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
And the last one for this section is, artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A is the following. Parents should have a direct say on education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
And is that a somewhat agree or strongly agree with statement B?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important to for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, a 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and a 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is affordable healthcare.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Secure borders.
5.
A strong military.
2.
Religious freedom.
8.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
Traditional family values.
5.
Free and fair elections.
10.
Thank you very much. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time and your patience. But we still have a few more questions to go. We're about to be finished. So,
thank you.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
10, 10, 10.
And the next one is, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attacks in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may be not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
Say 5.
Thank you. And now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay, 8.
Thank you. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
Definitely healthcare and education.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
I have a college degree.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
3 of them.
Is that a yes or no?
I'm sorry.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And that was the last question. So I thank you once again for your participation and your patience. You're free.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.